Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all clowns are faster than just big talkers. Showing what it really means to be a fake walker.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, N-God, on the internet, on iTunes and Amazon.com. Got the internet going nuts at 9 p.m. sharp Eastern time. I'm checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on what?
The Me Till a Gun Empowerment Program.
When I stand before God and he asks me, why did I kill one of his true miracles? What am I going to say?
That it was my job. Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me. And I
follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
me sing the verse. Jesus said, you hold your hand.
Hold your hand.
While you're going through, though there might even be some raging winds,
raging winds, yeah.
But here speaks peace, yeah, and relief.
Okay, we had technical difficulties, amen. You are now joining to the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, amen. Hallelujah, brought to you by EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot, amen. We bring you the best in empowerment, amen. Those who empower in the multidimensionals, apostolically, prophetically, pastoral, teachers, anointed, amen. First of all, we bind the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, who are trying to hinder this broadcast for going forth on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your truth, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for your apostles being in the place tonight, Lord God, online, Lord God, those who are gathered around the world via internet, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, just touch the hearers of your word, Lord God, and touch those, Lord God, who are gathered and hearing the truth of God, Lord God, about the apostolic anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we apologize, amen, for the technical difficulties, amen. But when you know you have anointed people involved in such an empowerment, you know there's going to be a little bit of a shift. You know it's going to be a little bit of warfare, but we bind the hands of the enemy tonight. Hallelujah. So whenever that happens, our normal listening audience, amen, you know and I know, amen, when we have technical difficulties, it stands to be a good show on tonight, a good broadcast, a good teaching on tonight. Hallelujah. So have your pen and paper ready on tonight, amen, as we come from the scripture once again, amen. And this time we're going to go forth, amen. Chapter 4 for the Ephesians, amen. Verse 11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth of love, may grow up into him all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Hallelujah. I just finished reading Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. Amen. Blessing not only the hearers, but the doers of God's holy word. Hallelujah. The number for tonight is 347-945-5416. For those who are gathered on blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot, those who are gathered worldwide, internet, cell phones, smartphones, amen, whatever electronic device you may have, whether you're riding in your car, doesn't really matter, amen. We're blessed that you're joining us on tonight on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Hallelujah. Now I bring forth at this time, amen, they are the senior pastors of Chain Breakers International, amen, Apostle Timothy and Roberta Cutright. Hallelujah. Apostles, are you there?
Yes, sir. Amen. How you doing?
We doing well, amen. The enemy, he tried, amen, but I thank God for apostolic authority among us, amen. We good amen. Now.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I thank God. Listen, for those who don't know about your ministry, amen, I think ever since we booked y'all to come on this broadcast, amen, you know, it's been kind of a quickening, amen. Certain people, certain individuals, you don't need to have a natural conversation with. Some people you just know by way of the Spirit and the work that God allow you to see that they're doing, amen. So we just know by the way of the Holy Spirit, amen, that y'all are doing an awesome work. And when you're doing awesome work such as you're doing, folks may not understand. Folks may have certain things to say, amen. But we bless God for what y'all doing down there in Georgia, amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. We give God praise for what he is doing down in that little town of Tucker, Georgia. Amen. He is setting the captives free, breaking chains off of people's lives. Signs and wonders are truly following the ministry. We bless the Lord for that. You know, for what he's just doing in the ministry and just using us as vessels. We just give him all glory and honor. It belongs totally to him.
Amen. It's so many questions we want to ask you, amen. So we're going to dive right into it, amen. How long has the apostles been saved, amen, both you and the man of God?
Oh, my goodness. I got saved when I was 16 years old. I was in high school, and it was a young lady with a classmate that began to witness to me. And when she witnessed to me, I heard the word of the Lord, and it took root in my spirit. It didn't take long. I got home, and I had a relative that was visiting from Buffalo, New York. That's where I'm originally from. And she was sitting in my room at the time reading the Bible, and I came home and told her about the classmate that began to witness to me. And when I shared with her, I just began to break into tears, and I shared with my relative that I wanted to be saved at 16 years old. And immediately I got baptized with the Holy Ghost 5 days later and been running ever since. So it's been going on. I'm going to tell my age in a few minutes, but we're going on almost 25 years.
Okay, amen, amen, 25 years. Now, I know as an apostle, amen, you go through different shifts. You go through different shifts. You go through many three stages. I normally call them the call, the preparation, and the training. When did the call come? When did the call come that you and the man of God will be called to the apostolic, amen? Did it come to the man of God first? How did this all come to be for y'all to be walking in this, what God would have y'all to be walking in?
Praise the Lord. I wouldn't say it came to me first, because my testimony is I haven't been saved like too long. I'm 43 now. I was about 26, and he just knocked on my door, and I couldn't refuse him. And so, and from that point on, I was walking in the apostolic. It was a Paul-like experience that he gave me, because it was just me and him. Amen. It was just me and him. And he showed me the apostolic from the beginning, so I knew nothing else. So from that time on, I began to walk in the apostolic, and not many months after, I met my wife, which I've known for about 30 years, probably about 25 years. I've known her since she was 14 years old. We were friends back in the day. Yes, Lord. We were friends back in the day, and when we met again when I was 26, she knew him, and I knew him at the time, so that became our connection. And not many years after that, yes, sir, not many years after that, we began to dialect in the Word of God, because there was a common thing between us. And I would say, if she don't mind me saying, he used me to introduce the apostolic to her. So about 17, 18 years ago.
My Lord. So from what I'm hearing, man of God, that God called you to the apostolic as an apostle of our Lord and Savior, and then upon your wife, amen, being one with you in spirit, amen, y'all cleaved together and the two became one. Now your wife is, you reproduce, you understand, she come and cleave on to that, and she become that which she cleaved unto.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I would absolutely totally agree with that, because walking in ministry together, you've got to have the same vision. It's impossible to not be able to do it. It's just next to impossible. And I saw how the Lord was using my husband. I saw his faith level. Glory be to God. Even though I grew up in church, you know, I knew the church way. But he knew the Bible way, if I can say that. You know, I knew all the church stuff, but he knew the Lord Jesus.
My God.
My Lord. And I thank God for that, for him coming into my life, amen, to introduce me to Christ according to the scriptures and not according to what man has made him out to be.
Okay, we're going to follow right with the Holy Ghost then, amen. That's the only way we know to go, amen. So why is it in this time, in this day and age, amen, that we have many people that are going, that are taking, well, God told me this, and you may say, well, I understand what God told you, but the scriptures declared to me an apostle, amen, that it goes this way, and God, he exalts his word above his name. So why is your revelation going contrary to the scriptures, amen? So why is it in this day and age, everybody coming to you like, well, apostle, God has told me this and God has told me that. But when you look in the scripture, you said, boo-boo, it don't add up. And people are not holding fast to the scriptures. They're holding a revelation over scriptures.
My God, I'm telling you, I have an issue with that. Let me tell you. Here's the thing. This is something we teach in the ministry, that the revelation is already been revelated. We don't need nothing else. We don't need to hear. God done said everything he need to say to get us where we need to be. So all these revelation you getting and everything is coming, just coming from yourself. You hearing somebody, but it's showing because it's not lining up with his word. So we got a problem right there. Now, I tell you, this is something we teach in the ministry. You are safe when you prophesy the scripture. So you're hearing from God, and if it's not lining up, then you're hearing another spirit. You're hearing another spirit because you don't know him. See, my sheep hear my voice, and the stranger will not follow. So if you're hearing all these things telling you to do all this stuff, see, I like what Paul said. He said, Paul, an apostle, not after man, but after Christ. And we're looking for man to validate us. And like I said, I'm not likening myself unto Paul, but I had that same relationship with Christ. So I can say that about myself. And that's why I see a true apostle stand on the word of God. I hear the word more than anything. I don't care how many churches I have under me or don't have up under me, but a true apostle stand on the word of God. So I hear the word before I hear something in my head, if that answers the question. let me see if my wife want to add to that.
Amen.
As the scripture say, don't add to it and don't take away from it. That he hit it right on the head. That's one thing, especially when we're teaching concerning the prophetic in the ministry. You have so many people coming to you saying, the Lord said this, the Lord say that. But when you put the scriptures up against what they're saying and you find them to be a liar, glory to God, then that automatically shuts that down. But instead of us being truthful and being bold in the Holy Ghost and shutting them down, we'll receive that mess into our spirit, man, and wonder why we boo-boo crazy. And we seeing all type of crazy stuff. We're not getting any breakthroughs. God is, you know, the Lord is not working in our lives because we're standing on the doctrine of man or doctrines of devils and not standing on the doctrine of Jesus Christ.
My Lord. Okay, since Apostle, you say that, amen, concerning the prophetic, amen. So why does it seems like when God raises up such a one with a word in their belly, amen, they go forth with a word, amen, and then it seems like the, from what I've seen and from what I know and what I experienced through the prophetic, amen, that realness is not received. But those who don't have it, amen, and they go forth, I mean, they those fly open, and you have people who are not led by the Spirit of God, they're receiving them, amen. Why does it seem like even the ones who was operating in glory once upon a time, that they're now walking in former glory and are still receiving those who, amen, who don't have the word, amen, but are manipulating the word or going against the word, prophetically, as you were saying?
What has happened is that the spirit of Hollywood has crept into the church.
My Lord.
And it's so funny, we were just talking about this on Sunday morning, when Ahab and Jehoshaphat had an ungodly alliance. Glory be to God, when they were trying to overtake Ramoth Gilead.
Yes.
And when Ahab needed to find, he wanted to, quote unquote, seek the Lord, he sought the prophets that he had in the pocket. But here comes Jehoshaphat, even though he was in the midst of an ungodly alliance, he still had enough sense to contact the prophets of the Lord. The scripture says capital L-O-R-D. And so when he said that, he said, is there one of the Lord that we can seek? Ahab said, there is one, but I hate him.
Yes.
He said, but I hate him. He always prophesies evil. See, we don't want to receive the truth, glory be to God, because it doesn't tell us, it doesn't tickle our flesh. And so that's when the spirit of Hollywood has crept in. And it didn't creep in unaware. That book will walk right on in the front door because we're flyers.
Yes.
We post them all over Facebook. Amen. And people want to hear something that's going to tickle their flesh. But I dare anyone that's been a true prophet called by God, I mean truly called by him, don't be afraid of their faces. Stand up, cry loud, and spare not. Don't back down. Because we don't work for them. We're not on their payroll. We work for Jesus.
My God. 347-945-5416. If you can't tell, amen. I'm trying to be structured, amen. Mm-hmm. But we have liberty in the spirit on this broadcast. So if you feel like shouting hallelujah, you're welcome to do so, amen. But I'm trying to get through. I'm having fun. I'm trying to be a student and a host at the same time. Praise God. 347-945-5416. The Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We have the senior pastors of Chain Breakers International, straight out of GA. I call it God Almighty. We have Apostles Timothy and Roberta Cutright. Amen. We're talking about the apostolic call, auntie, call that niece, amen, that they is all tied up in doctrine right now. Call her up too. Call old father and mom and them. Tell them that we're on the radio and we're talking true apostolic here. We're going in. Hope you got your notebooks and your paper, amen. Take notes, amen. Praise God. Now, what I want to ask you, apostles, there's so many things I want to ask you, amen. What are the biblical requirements for an apostle?
You want to answer that, honey?
you ponder that for a minute, because when I search the scriptures, the requirements, they're very simple. When you see, when he first called them, when Jesus first came on the scene, and he came across some fishermen, and they were fishing, and they hadn't caught a fish all day. And he said, I'm going to make you fish of men. So put down what you're doing and come with me. Now, and this is me. This is what I'm picking up from the Bible. And what I'm seeing is they were willing, first off, they were willing to follow after Christ. They knew he was when he proved himself. I didn't tell the whole, we know the story. Cause he said, I'm going to drop your net down and get ready for a drought. Because they had been fishing, hadn't caught a thing. So they became believers right there.
Yes.
So they knew right there. So the first thing I see, okay, the first thing I see is you got to believe who Christ is, and you got to be willing to drop what you're doing and follow him, and let's just go from there. I want to try to give you some Bible answers. Because I know how it could be sometimes. So let's go to the scriptures and see. That's, to me, that's one of the main signs. That's one of the main, you know what I mean, following. That's one of the main things you need to be able to be an apostle, is to hear Christ and to move on his word. If you're not doing that, you're stuck. If Amen. You're going to deviate from it, if you're going to play with it, if you're going to add to it and take away from it, you can't be an apostle right there. So biblically, the first thing I see is a willing vessel.
So when we go to the scriptures in 2 Corinthians 12 and 12, the word of God says, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. So my question becomes, we've added, see, I know I have some brothers and sisters out there, amen, who like to make things a lot deeper and like to swell them up more and make it appear to be more difficult than what it is. Amen. But if a sign and wonder is not following your ministry, I beg to differ, you're apostolic. And I'm not talking about just, you know, y'all had a good time jumping and shouting. No.
Come on now.
It's the dead being raised.
Yes.
When you walk into a room, are demons screaming out because of the power of God is evident in your mantle.
Mm-mm.
Glory be to God. It's the signs, amen, following your ministry. The true signs of the apostle, according to 2 Corinthians 12 and 12. Now, I wish I could make it deeper for those that are listening, but I can't. Because we believe the scriptures. I don't believe what man say. I believe the scriptures.
My God. Okay. We're gonna continue to flow. Amen. So what is the difference between being apostolic and being an apostle?
You can't be an apostle except you're apostolic. Let's go here. Because you have a lot of people who will probably argue with this about the apostolic. What is apostolic? Those that follow the apostles' doctrine.
Yes.
So if you're not following the apostles' doctrine, you're not apostolic. I don't understand where the difficulty becomes, where we can't follow after what Jesus taught the apostles, and then they in turn taught us. I call them the foundational apostles. What they in turn turn around and they teach us. So why can't we not follow them? So if you are apostolic, or if you're an apostle, shall I say, you should be apostolic. And if you're not apostolic, how can you be an apostle?
What happened if I follow the pastoral doctrine? Am I still apostolic?
What is the pastoral doctrine?
I don't read that.
if I'm under a pastor, what I mean, paraphrasing,
okay.
If I'm under a pastor and I'm not under an apostle, my pastor is not an apostle. I'm just under a pastor, and they may not have that understanding. am I apostle? Am I apostolic? Am I under apostolic, or I need to go and find me an apostle quick?
No. Let me say this. The thing is this: what we don't know is there's no other way to be, and I think it's part of the issue. There's no other way to be but apostolic. Okay, this is what he left. He picked these guys, and he said, "I'm going to teach you what I want you to teach the world," and it's called the apostles' doctrine. So the teaching of the Lord that he taught to them, that they teach to us. That's what it's. It's nothing else to be, and that's what we're having a problem at. So if you think it's anything else because you don't like the apostolic, or you think you don't, because you grew up like you say Presbyterian or whatever you want to call it, but there's no other way to be, and that's what we're having a problem at. That's the only thing Jesus left. He left no other teachings. He didn't leave a pastor's teaching. He didn't leave a bishop's teaching. He left an apostolic doctrine that we're supposed to follow. And there's nothing else. There's nothing else that exists. So if you going against that, if you calling it something else, but you still teaching it, just step up to the truth and call it what it is.
Yes.
You grew up. I don't care what you were taught 50 years ago or what they told you somewhere along the way. Just call it what it is. It's apostolic. It's nothing else to be called. If you just ain't faced it yet, because you got a problem with it, because I don't know what comes with being an apostolic. It's just the word of God. So I think that's part of the issue. We don't know that it's just no other way to be. Dispute me on it if you will, and let's go and see what the Bible. Show me any other thing that he taught.
Okay, Apostle. What is the true order? Since you're going there, amen. What is the true order of the apostolic church according to the word of God? For those who are listening via internet around the world and on blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot, what is the true order of the apostolic church?
Nathan on the Spot, you're trying to get some people upset. The true order.
we just talking Bible, Apostle.
The apostolic church, first of all, an apostle comes in, lays the foundation, glory be to God, walks alongside the prophet to see the direction where the church is to go. Amen. Sends the evangelist out, amen, to scout the land, to begin to preach, amen, the acceptable year of the Lord, to bring in souls into the kingdom. Once that has been done, once that land has been cultivated, then the apostles, as the scriptures will tell them, to look, go into the cities and look amongst the elders, find elders and ordain them in every city. And those should be the ones that should be set in place. The pastor should then be set in place by the apostles, amen, to teach over the sheep that are left in place.
My Lord, can I get the vision? Can I get the vision statement? That's nice. I like that, and it's biblical too. My God,
That's what we should be doing. But unfortunately, amen. You have a lot of those that are renegades that just run up and jump and decide that they want to, amen, to start a church because they feel, amen, they can get paid. So they'll just go get some type of a crate. They'll get a couple of people to follow them, amen, and then they'll just start, glory be to God, just having church instead of establishing a community of believers, a community of baptized believers that are taught, trained, and immobilized to go back out into the field, amen, and to disciple more souls to come back into the kingdom. It's a revolving door, amen. As they come in apostolically, once the apostles, the prophet, and evangelists have done their job and the pastors are now in place, now it is the pastor's job to teach, amen, to cultivate that soul, glory be to God, to get them ready to go back out into the field and to bring in more souls. It's a revolving door. It's a constant flow. It should never stop.
So how do the apostles and the prophets work together, amen, when many are trying to divide the work, the unison of the apostolic and the prophetic? I will say like this. My question, one dimension of the question is, can a ministry with just an apostle in it, what will it be lacking without the prophetic? And what would the prophetic be lacking without the apostolic if the foundation is built on both?
That's right.
It has to be built upon both. You can't build without each other. because the Bible says that the foundation is built off of the apostles and the prophets. We got to work together. We can't work apart.
Yes.
We can't work apart.
So if there's none operating, so if there's no apostle or if there's no prophet, vice versa, then it's an unevenness in the weight of the Spirit in the church.
Not only that, your church is not completely equipped. It's not fully equipped because you have to have all five in operation.
My God.
And may I say this to the leaders? You can't be greedy and try to glory be to God. You can't be greedy and try to house all five. You can't. You must impart unto those. Help stir up the gift. Amen. Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up the gift that was in you. You got to stir these gifts up in the people, glory be to God, so that they can begin to operate and function and flow. Even though I operate, amen, in threefold anointing, I operate as an apostle, a prophet, and as a pastor. And God has used me in this season to even operate as an evangelist. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm not greedy because I'm not going to work like that. It doesn't make any sense. Amen. When you have those that are anointed in the house, amen, to flow as the prophet, to flow as the evangelist, we absolutely let them flow so that the church may be built up and that it may be edified.
My Lord, my Lord. Go ahead, Apostle.
Let me add to that. So here's one of the main, the apostle appoints. And to appoint somebody, you got to have, this is the same thing, because the prophet hear from God. So the apostle already got the teaching. So now, see, that's one of the things we have to do. We have to appoint. So we have to appoint the deacons. We have to do that. The apostles have to. So like you said, you can't hold all of this and be greeted because you're on a power trip or whatever your case might be. So because that's one of your main objectives, go ordain. You got to do some ordaining as an apostle. It ain't just about getting a church up under you and getting another church and getting a church over here. And you got everybody looking at the big screen in all your churches, and because you in one location, you know. I'm just saying, you know. So it ain't about.
No, go ahead, Apostle. You good? Go, keep going.
So this is the thing you got to be able to appoint, because that's the connection. The prophet hear from God to give to the church to move on what God has said, and see the apostles got the teaching. So when the Lord say go another direction. This is why it's important for the prophet to be in the house with the apostle. Because when the Lord said go to another, they go to the prophet. So we work hand in hand. You hearing directly from God. So when he said, now go over there, the Lord says it's time for us to move. It's time for us to do this. Now the apostle, let's go, because the Lord done already sent us there. That's why it's important to have both in the house. Because if you ain't got the prophet in the house, you out.
My God, my God. 347-945-5416. My God, it's hot up in here tonight, amen. Hallelujah. 347-945-5416. The Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We got the hard-hitting, amen, senior pastors of Chain Breakers International, Apostles Timothy, Roberta Cutright, amen. They are in the building, amen. We are here on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Call grandmom and them, call auntie and them, and call them rebellious, amen. Those are religious folks in your family. Tell them they want to know about apostles. Tell them they're on tonight, amen. Praise God in the name of Jesus Christ. We're talking about the apostolic here, amen. We're going in by way of the Holy Ghost, amen. Now, my God, there's so many things we can go. Okay, we're talking about the apostles. Why? The very few apostles that claim to be sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that when John the prophet came on the scene, he was sent by apostolic release by God. Amen. And then he came preaching the message of the kingdom of heaven. And so when Jesus come by way, who is the chief apostle, he preached, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then he declared to his apostles and said, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. So why is it, and now Paul comes along, amen, he's preaching the same thing, the kingdom of heaven. Before Jesus left, he talked to his apostles about the kingdom of heaven. Why is very few apostles preaching concerning the kingdom of heaven, the mysteries that they should have about the kingdom of heaven?
Why are they preaching any other thing? It goes back onto the spirit of Hollywood because it's not the popular message. The popular message is, you know, come on, turn around three times and you're going to get back everything that the devil stole. That's the popular message. You're going to be blessed even in the midst of your mess. That's the popular message. When you begin to talk about, amen, the kingdom of God, you've got to deal with forgiveness. You've got to deal with love. You've got to deal with bitterness. In other words, glory be to God. You've got to get into the heart of man and deal with the matters that will separate them from him. So if you've got to do that, that's too much work, and you may not get that $1,000 honorarium. They may run you right up out of town and may not invite you to come back. That's why they're not teaching it, glory be to God, because most of the time they're not even living it themselves. It's hard work when you have to see my father. I tell them all the time, my father is a master builder. He likes to build.
Yes.
And anytime you would look at the picture that they will show him is how they want the final result to be. Amen. Looks nothing like when you look at the ground before he starts to lay the foundation. You just can't possibly see the vision. Amen. But the more he keeps working at it, glory be to God, you follow what I'm saying? The more you work at it, the more it will transform to become that which you see in the picture. And that's the message of the kingdom. Why many of them won't teach it, because it takes too much time. You have to invest time into the person. And can I say this, even dealing apostolically, we're so concerned about how many churches we can build or gather. But I still believe that the church is the person.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying? So if we take the time and build the person.
So, Apostle, if you mind if I interject. Amen. Mm-hmm. So you're saying, when Paul says, you're quickening me just now, when Paul said it's given to me as a master builder, the main focus of being an apostle is to be a master builder of the person,
yes.
The temple, not the actual building, the temple, but the temple of the person.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's the person.
My Lord.
If we have to have church in a two-room shack, as long as those people are strengthened and they're built, we're good.
Let me say something to that. This is why love is so important in the body, something that we tend to overlook. This is why real love is so important. But going back to the kingdom, another thing, they teach in kingdom, but they're teaching it to their liking. See, they teach in kingdom as to some of the kings in Hezekiah, you know, King Nebuchadnezzar, because all the greatness that come with being a king. And that is not the message of the kingdom of God. That ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom of heaven. But that's the way they teach in kingdom. I'm on the throne. I'm him. I'm that. Raise me up. Bow down to me. Serve me. And you'll get everything you want. They teach it wrong, not understanding what the kingdom of heaven is. So that's part of the issue when they teach in kingdom. They're teaching it into their liking. And that's what I think about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They teach in kingdom, but they teach it how they want to teach it, because they're teaching it in greed. Not teaching it as to what Jesus told us what the kingdom of God is.
My Lord. 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. The Mantle of God Empowerment Program, sponsored to you by Nathan on the Spot. Amen. We're here talking with the apostles, Timothy and Roberta Cutright. Amen. My God, we're talking about the apostolic. It's crazy up in here tonight. Amen. But it's nothing but truth. Amen. And speaking of truth, why it seems like we hear more of the grace of God instead of the truth of God. So by that being said, Paul declares in, I believe, the book of Corinthians, thank you, Holy Ghost, it said that we apostles are made a spectacle unto the world. So what are some of the persecutions, because I just discern by way of the Spirit that you and your wife, amen, y'all been through a lot of persecution, amen. So just tell us some of those things as a result of this apostolic mantle. For those young folks who are listening in, who say you're apostles, amen, or just want, you need to count the cost, amen, just tell us about some of the things y'all have been through on your travel.
Count up the cost. Did I hear you say that?
Yes, sir.
Some of the things, let me tell you some of the things. When you teaching truth, Bible truth, when you teaching the apostolic doctrine, you're going to have people that are going to, your ministry is not going to be, it's not going to be a ministry that's in the Broadway, for lack of a better word. It's not going to be, you're going to have people that are not going to be able to take that truth. So you're going to, your door, as we like to talk about doors being open, the door will stay open because people are going to be coming in and out. You're going to lose people. You're going to get talked about. You're going to get misunderstood because you're going to be teaching, you're going to be teaching a doctrine that's saying it is not good to, you know, I'm going to go somewhere, Timothy. In the book of Timothy, Paul writes to Timothy, and he tell him to steer clear of certain people that teaching gain is godliness. So you know, and here I go. If I teach that, they're gonna come to me and say, "Well, you off. It's not about that. We're supposed to have all of this and all this money and all these. We're supposed to have." So you're gonna have people that even your friends, even some of your pastor friends, they're gonna leave you alone because you won't deter from the truth. This is one of the big issues. Anything you want to add to this?
Because one of my favorite passages of scriptures in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, when he talks about giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses.
We've been through that.
I mean, we've been through that. I tell you, as when you talk about counting up the cost and teaching truth, we've had people to literally walk away from us. Simply because I guess in their minds we were not rich enough. And one thing about it, my husband and I, we will not prophesy or preach money out of people's pockets. We won't do that.
Yes,
only thing
yes.
we want to do is teach you the truth of the Word of God and how to give and how to give appropriately, how to obtain riches and how to obtain the things that God wants you to have. We teach you that. We teach you the kingdom principles. But we've had some to walk away. We've had people to get on Facebook and blast us. I've been called a witch. Going through people and just attacking us, attacking the ministry. And it's crazy. You really have to have a tough skin and not worry about, because the consolation that I have is that they talked about Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
You know, they even in the midst of him going to, amen, to perform a miracle at the wedding, amen, he wasn't even drinking. The Bible never tells us that he was drinking, but he was noted as a wine bibber. Amen. You know, they put labels on you. They lied on us. They, you know, I've even been physically sick, laid in the hospital for 6 months. Amen. Until the Lord, amen, used me. I was the first miracle. Glory be to God. Amen. And the Lord raised me up. Amen. So we've been through so much.
Wish death upon you.
Yes, I've had.
They tried to curse you for speaking the truth. You get cursed, like you said, what's wrong with the truth? Why you hate me? Because I'm telling you the truth. You cursing me. You saying I'm evil. You calling me witch. You telling me I ain't got no power. Well, I don't. He got it. You understand what I'm saying? He give it to me when it's time. So, because I want to tell you the truth. Because I'm stern. Because I'm not scared to back. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to pacify. I'm not going to pet you. I'm not going to, you know what I mean? So, you get ridiculed for the truth. And that's part of it. That's really the main issue. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the thing that's going to get you into heaven. This is what I'm teaching you as a man of God, as a teacher of the gospel. I must tell you the truth because I don't want the blood on my hands. But you're mad and you run from the truth.
And can I say this to the audience? Amen. Also in that same passage of scripture, amen, it says, as unknown and yet well known. amen, you in this particular walk, you can't look to be to have your name in life.
That's right. That's right.
You That's can't right. look for that, because there's going to be time. I'm telling you the truth. We have spoken life into people's ministries, right. and they have, I mean, and gone on to do big things in God. And never do they come back and say anything. They never come back and say anything. But we can't look at it like that. To God be the glory, and run on and do what thus saith the Lord. Because you're unknown.
And let me say this. The truth of the matter is, I'm not that passionate about that, because it really don't matter. It really don't matter. I laugh at you, because I'm not going to do anything but tell you the truth. So even in that passage, it says, as deceivers, but yet true. So I'm not going to, you know, it rolls off. It really don't hold water. It's just part of what comes with telling the truth, because we're not doing this for popularity.
You know, one of the things, amen, and that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit, I just discern about y'all, amen, that I just discerned that it was a lot of persecution. I didn't read no tabloids, amen. I ain't read no TMZ.com, praise God. I just went by way of the Spirit, amen, and that y'all have been, y'all travel, y'all been through a lot of persecution, amen. And so those are one of the things I say to a lot of people. They say, well, I'm an apostle. And I say, I don't see no stripes. I don't see no backlash. I don't see no persecution. Amen. Most of these boogers around here being celebrated. I mean, most of these folk being celebrated, and they throwing parades for them. When you're an apostle sent by God, let me tell you, folk going to hate you. They ain't going to want to talk to you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to dog you. They ain't going to throw no party for you. They ain't going to want to come. You throw appreciation. Ain't nobody hardly going to show up, amen, because they don't appreciate the message when it come from God. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Glory be to God. God for y'all. I bless God for y'all, amen, and y'all ministry. Give the people of God just the whole vision of y'all ministry and what y'all doing down there in Georgia, your address and all of that stuff, in case any real pastors or real leaders listening and they want y'all to come in and bring the truth of God, amen, bring the rod of God, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. We are located, amen, as I said earlier, in Tucker, Georgia. The address is 3565 Lawrenceville Highway in Tucker, Georgia. Our website is www.chainbreakerschurch.org, and you can also find us on Facebook. Our vision is souls. It has always been about souls. That's all it will ever be, is about souls. And getting out into the highways and byways, as Jesus commissioned us to do, and compel them by any means necessary. That means if we got to bring them kicking and screaming, we are compelling them to come to Christ. That is our vision. We don't have visions to build great edifices and build TV studios. We don't have God, I bless your name. We don't have visions to build skating rinks. We have visions to build people.
Yes, my God, the woman of God says she ain't got no vision to bring no skate rings, amen. God, that's so true, amen. That's so true, amen. Give out your email address one more time, amen, y'all information. Just anybody who want to come there, amen, or who want to call you, amen, your assistant, amen. Those are the leaders that are listening in, amen, and definitely just want to be blessed by your ministry, amen. Or if you have any books or anything that available online, you can do so at this time. Let them know all the information, amen.
Amen. Again, you can reach us at Chainbreakers Church International. It's on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. My husband won't get a Facebook page, y'all. He said he led that stuff to the church people. Amen. But you can speak to my husband through me on Facebook. I am Apostle Roberta Cutright, CUTWRIGHT. Amen. Our church office number is 770-609-9115. You can speak with our administrator. She'll get the message directly to us. Our email address is chainbreakerschurchintl@gmail.com. But the fastest way to reach us is on the website, amen, which is www.chainbreakerschurch.org. Amen, and all of that information is on there. And you can also see some of our videos on YouTube as well. Just Google our names, amen, and we will pop up on YouTube.
Amen. Before we let the the Apostles Go. Just a word of announcements, amen, for those of you who are listening in this Sunday on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. Amen. The minister, amen, the man of God, Deacon Brownie, will be hosting the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. We have Mr. Mayberry from Houston, gospel artist out of Houston. And then next Monday, March the 3rd, we will have Apostle Ezra in the building, amen. I know he planning his wedding, praise God. He a happy apostle, amen. He said, baby blue, they talking about colors. I'm just trying to get married, praise God. I've been waiting for so long. I'm just trying to get married. I don't care about colors, praise God. Shout out to Apostle, amen. We happy for you, man of God. Hallelujah. Okay. And Sunday, March the 9th, we'll have Mr. Dell, amen, gospel artist, amen, formerly of the secular gangster rapper group 36 Mafia. I praise God he's on our side. He will be March 9th on the Kingdom Voices. Sunday, March the 10th, we'll have Prophet Smith and his wife, Prophetess Michelle Smith. They will be in the building. Hallelujah. So definitely that's the next couple of episodes that's coming forth in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we go back for final words from our beloved apostles, amen, Timothy and Roberta Cutright at this time.
Amen. We don't have, just thoroughly enjoyed this on tonight. I pray that whatever was said, amen, was able to touch someone's heart, amen. And that if you have any questions, please, by any means, we don't mind dialoguing in the Word of God, amen. So just get in contact with us, amen. But again, we enjoyed you, men of God.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. I really enjoyed you. You caught me by surprise. I wasn't ready for you. I must say that. You caught me by surprise, but I enjoyed you thoroughly and appreciate the opportunity to dialogue in the things of God. Amen. I thank God for you and what you're doing with this broadcast right here. I really do.
Man of God, we definitely appreciate your apostles, amen. And y'all definitely gonna have to come back, amen. I think y'all had people scared to press one on tonight, amen. But we loaded on tonight, amen. But people scared to press one, amen. But nevertheless, we know you're out there, amen. And praise God, all the 21,000 listeners now, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that are listening to us, amen, around the world via internet and online, cell phones and all of that. We thank God for you. Pray that you was able to get sound teaching on tonight. And I thank you, apostles, for once again taking time out of your schedule. Know it's not easy for the work that God has given y'all to do for such a time as this, building, administrating, building people, amen. Amen. Being in full-time ministry, not just 8 hours a day, but 25 hours a day, I might add, in ministry, amen. So I bless God for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless
amen.
You.
Yes, sir. In Georgia.
Amen. We're going to let you close out in prayer, amen, and we're going to end it on that note, amen. Either one of you can pray, or both of you, however the Spirit of God leads you.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just want to thank you on tonight. God, we thank you for the word that was released, Father, into the atmosphere. God, we thank you for turnaround, transformation
Hallelujah.
In the people of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your church now being immobilized, God, to be completely effective in this new realm, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for every person that's listening under the sound of our voices, Father, I thank you now that if they have unsaved loved ones, Father, I thank you for angels of mercy going in now, God, ministering to their hearts. God, so that they may turn, God, from the power of sin back into the power of God. Lord, we give you praise tonight. We thank you for what you've already done. God, we bless you for this broadcast. Father, we decree and declare that it shall reach 50,000 people, God, that multiplication shall be upon this ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. You're doing an awesome work, God, to get your word out in the name of Jesus. By any means necessary, we give you praise, Father. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we bless you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. We thank y'all. We definitely thank, amen, Chain Breakers International Ministries for joining us on this episode of the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Give a shout-out, amen, to my partner, amen, definitely Pastor Hill, Nathan Hill, Nathan on the spot, amen. God has yoked me and this man of God together, amen, to bring you the very best in Kingdom broadcast. Amen. Bless God for him, amen. And you got me working hard tonight, Pastor, amen. I know you're out there, amen. You got me working hard, amen, amen. But I bless God for him, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to submit to somebody else's vision so God can bring yours to pass. Hallelujah. Somebody needed that on tonight. We bless you in Jesus' name. Go by and see Chain Breakers International. Get some sound doctrine. Get some sound teaching. Quit that hating so God can bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Y'all have a good night. In Jesus' name, amen.